prayer's kind of been looked at as a mystery. You'll see that it's not really a mystery at all. It's just truth. Once you got revelation, revelation brings you right into faith. You don't have any doubt when you can see it. So revelation lets you see it, so doubt will go away and faith will come. I want you to see what's happening behind the scenes. Because if you don't know what's happening behind the scenes, your faith may give out. I'm born from a realm with no time. And I have been placed in a realm of time, not to be subdued by time, but to be a master over time. Do not look for feelings. It's a trick. It's designed to draw you back in time so the devil can negate your faith. You can't feel faith. Faith is a spirit, and it's a force that comes out of your human spirit. For you to get action from God, you're gonna have to leave your flesh. I don't care what doctor's report was given to you. Your faith can move the professional's time. There are some things that we talk about in terms of prayer that you're going to need, because we had centered around on Mark 11 in terms of our teaching. Now, let me just say a few words first. That this whole idea of being in a kingdom, you are citizens of that kingdom. I know you might be a citizen of the United States or some other country, but if you're born again, you have a primary citizenship, which is in heaven. When I say heaven, I mean in the government of God. And then if you come into a situation where there is a contradiction between the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world, which one do you think you go with? Kingdom of God. Okay. When there comes a contradiction between what the Bible says and what some professional says, which one do you go with? What the Bible says. Now, I'm saying that because you're under this kingdom. This is your priority. Now, the Bible talks about you're citizens of the kingdom, but it also talks about you and I have been taken out of darkness into the marvelous light. Colossians chapter 1, where he says here in verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. Saints in light. Who has delivered us from the power of what? Darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear what? Son. His Son is the light of the world. So we've been transferred out of one kingdom into another. Now, in that, this kingdom of darkness rules in this earth, and it rules from the temporal level. I mean, Satan has his headquarters, I know, in the spiritual realm, but it rules from the temporal level. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that this world is based on information gathered by the senses, the eye, the ear, the nose, so forth and so on. But over here in the kingdom of light, the information is directly from God into our spirits. So this whole idea of the kingdom was something that Jesus preached, because it was a different reality. And in this dispensation, it's invisible, but it has visible manifestations because it's so powerful. And so we talked about that in terms of this kingdom. Now, the other thing is that we went to Mark 11. Let's go over there, please. And over in Mark 11, by the way, the Bible is really the only book that really talks about life after death and what goes on. Mark chapter 11. All right, let's start reading at verse 12. And in the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, talking about Jesus. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, it found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said to it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now notice he talked to the tree. Then he went on in Jerusalem and turned over the tables and so forth and so on. In verse 17 he mentions, and he taught, saying, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer? But you've made it a den of thieves. And come on down to verse 19. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, he said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Now, another way of saying that is what? Have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you what? Receive them, and you shall have them. All right, now this is where we venture out. Now realize what God is doing now, and this is what this is all about that I'm talking to you about right now, is that God is sending you into Canaan. It's where you're going. You're that harvesting generation. And he's sending you into Canaan. Well, you know anything about them? They went out and spied out Canaan and came back, and 10 of them gave an evil report. 2 of them gave a good report. So God had to wait. He couldn't take that bunch into Canaan because of the fear that they had, the wrong image that they had. And so what he did is waited for them to raise their children up, and then the older generation died off, and he had the children, and now he's going to take them in. And I'm telling you, you are the children. You're the ones that he raised up. I don't care how old you are. You're the children, and God is going to take you in. You've been chosen to go in and possess that land. You've been chosen for it. All right. Now, what we have to do is understand that, again, there's a temporal world, and that's a world of the senses. And Satan, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's God of the world, the world system. He's God of that world. All right? That's a sense world. So he has jurisdiction over, or he has dominion over that because he's carrying it, because he has ability to deceive people. So he can turn things and twist things in that world to make people think that they're doing the right thing or whatever have you. And as the Bible in the scripture says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is death, because it's twisted. Over here, and that's why they call it wicker, come wicker furniture, it's twisted rope, and they got that word wicker and wicked. It's wicked. He's a spirit of wickedness. All right, so over here is light. Over here is truth. And this is what Jesus came. All truth, the Bible says, is in Christ, in Jesus. And so he comes as the light of the world. He comes the light of every place. Now in John chapter 3, he says that people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Okay? So now he comes with the light, and he comes to tell people what is right, what is true, so forth and so on. All right? So to get them out of the place where they are. Now, turn to Romans chapter 10. And in Romans chapter 10, we talked about the whole idea of believing, to believe. Now, the Bible says that in Romans chapter 4 and verse 3, I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to go there. But what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. He believed God. Now, what did he believe about God or from God? God says, I'm going to make you a father of a multitude. He said, you're going to have a child. Now, this is at the age beyond childbearing. This is at the age where Abraham and Sarah had never had children, and now Abraham is beyond childbearing. Now God says you're going to have a child. But he believes God. Got what I'm saying? Now notice the same belief is over there in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, come on, believe. Same believing now. So I'm not believing anything possible. This is for the impossible. And to take impossible out of your vocabulary. Because now I'm going to give you something that makes everything possible. Is this making sense to you? So I got to believe. So look what it says in Romans chapter 10 in verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, so I got to believe with my heart. Now, when he says heart, is he talking about the blood pump? No, he's talking about my spirit, the real me. So I'm going to believe with the real me what the Bible says. Now, with the natural mind, I'm find that hard to believe. Matter of fact, I say I don't believe that. Why? Because I've evaluated it based on the senses and the collection of data over the years that I've lived and what I've seen. And in my opinion, that is impossible. But if I take it in my spirit loves the Word of God. See, that's bread to my spirit. And so if I eat that, it'll produce the faith to do anything, Lord have mercy. Now, I want you to see this now, because I'm not asking you to believe this with your head, because this is too big for your head. Whatever God had told me to do, it was beyond my capacity to do it. This is me now. I want you to come to Chicago with $200 and a family. Impossible. You in Chicago with nowhere to stay at $200, but you out. And so my point to you is, I had to believe God. So here's Mary, and notice what happened, what we said about Mary. Let me just turn to that real quick. So here's Mary, and that's Luke, if you will. And that's Luke chapter, I'm going back to Matthew, pardon me, Mark chapter 11 now. But Luke chapter 1, and here's Mary, and the angel came to her and said, you're going to have a child. Mary said in verse 36, behold, thy cousin, the angel said, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived in her a son in old age, and this is a 6 month with her, who is called barren. For with God, what? Nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Now let's go all the way down and look at verse 46. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. Say magnify. And my spirit does rejoice in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of the handmaid, his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me what? Blessed. For he that is mighty has done me to me great things. Holy is his name. Now notice what has happened here. This has happened how Mary believed something that was impossible. Now the only thing I'm saying is they're believing with the heart. And because you got born again, you're no longer supposed to believe with the head. You got a heart to believe with. You see, let's go. Okay, let's go to 1 John chapter 5, please. 1 John chapter 5, and look at verse 14. 1 John 5, 14. All right, watch this. No more feelings. Say no more feelings. No more feelings. And this is a confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Ask according to his will. Where can I know the will of God? From the Word. So if I don't know the Word, I probably don't know His will.
That's right.
He heareth us. Look at the next verse. And if we know that He hear us, stop right there. If we know He hear us, how do I know He hear us? How do I know? No, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go back to the first verse. And this is a confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know He hear us, how do I know He hear us? Because I ask according to His will. Where is His will? In the Word. So if I go to the Word and ask according to the Word, I know He hears me. I don't have to feel it. Got it? I don't have to feel it, because the moment I try to feel it, I switch sides. I go over to the flesh side. Look what it says about going over to the flesh side. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50. Look what it says about going over there. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You can't get it. The moment I am talked into or lured over there or tempted to go back over there or deceived back over there, prayer stops. The moment, no matter what stage I was in, it just stopped. Because you can't receive the kingdom of God. So a trick of Satan is to lure you into trying to verifying what you just prayed by your senses, by somebody, or something. Let it all go. Now let me read the verse again, 1 John chapter 5. Are you following what I'm saying? What it says. And this is a confidence, another word for confidence is faith, that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, come on, He hears us. Anything, watch this, according to His will. Let's say it like this way, according to life and godliness. Because I can ask for it. I can say, hey, Lord, I would like a 1982 rusted out Nova. Got it? I'll get it. Or I can ask for a 2014 Phantom Rolls Royce. Doesn't make any difference with God. Don't think you just tripped God out. Don't think you tripped Him out. Don't think, well, I'm not going to give you that. That, if He doesn't do it, he didn't keep His word.
Amen.
I'm going to help you. See, we have been talked out of stuff. I'm telling you, I'm going to lift this race of people up. We've been talked out of stuff because we have been programmed with words from songs that we have sung in them old churches.
Yes.
Y'all know what I mean when I say church?
Yes.
I can't hardly pronounce that. We had a song that we used to sing down in Alabama when I was a kid and Mom and Dad went to church and took us. It was called, Please Don't Pass Me By. It started this way. Now, when you hear this, after I've said it, forget it. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Now, I'm not making fun now. Don't you get mad at me because I'm trying to teach you something. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior. Now, I want you to see something. First of all, Matthew 28, Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. Didn't he say that? If I sing that, I'm calling him a liar. I'm going to help you. He just told, either I'm lying or the book is lying. Because he just told me he's not going to ever leave me.
That's right.
Why would I sing that? But my point to you is, I'm talking to these folk who've been now raised up and ready to stop living below their privileges. That's who I'm talking to. Hear my humble cry. Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm humble. I'm crying. But he said this. He said, for me to come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, this is what he said. Now, I want to let you know that I'm not coming down on thank God for my parents and so forth. But no wonder they fought on Mondays after Sunday church. Wasn't no truth in it. Say amen here. See, if you've been in this stuff and you've been going to church and you've been on the road to Mississippi for 40 years and ain't got there yet, you still living at the level you've been living at, you still scared, you still lying, you still and so forth, then something is wrong with either the road or the something, the church or something. Something's wrong with something. I'm trying to wipe it all out. I'm giving you some stuff now. I know it's hard to bear, but just receive it. It's going to run the devil out of your life. It's going to run all those old images out of your mind. You're going to be able to do some stuff you've never been able to do in your life. Well, I trust that you are blessed by today's teaching. It's A Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 2. Now, here's a very important point you want to remember. Now, once you get born again, you no longer believe with your head. You now believe with your heart. Now, I'm not talking about the blood pump. I'm talking about the spirit man. Matter of fact, the spirit man feeds on the impossible. I'm telling you. See, no longer can you see something that says, oh, that's impossible. No, no, no. You can believe the impossible. And with God, all things become possible. Praise God. Our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful four-disc series on The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 2, and I'll be right back. Prayer has kind of been looked at as a mystery. You'll see that it's not really a mystery at all. It's just truth. Once you got revelation, revelation brings you right into faith. You don't have any doubt when you can see it. So revelation lets you see it, so doubt will go away and faith will come. I want you to see what's happening behind the scenes. Because if you don't know what's happening behind the scenes, your faith may give out. I'm born from a realm with no time. And I have been placed in a realm of time, not to be subdued by time, but to be a master over time. Do not look for feelings. It's a trick. It's designed to draw you back in time so the devil can negate your faith. You can't feel faith. Faith is a spirit, and it's a force that comes out of your human spirit. For you to get action from God, you're going to have to leave your flesh. I don't care what doctor's report was given to you. Your faith can move the professional's time.
Take a look behind the scenes of your faith in action when you negate the fears that attempt to stop your answered prayer in Pastor Winston's life-changing four-disc series, The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 2. To order on CD or DVD, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. It is with your heart, not your head, to believe with confidence for what is not impossible when you pray according to the will of God. In The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 2. Order The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 2 today.
Now, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 says this: "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petition that we desired of Him." Now, this is petition prayer. This is asking God for something that you don't have. Now, the Bible says over in Luke, remember we said Luke chapter 11, verse 10, "For everyone that asks, receives." So you can be in the middle of the Sahara Desert. You can be in the middle of a worse situation than you've been in your life. But if you ask in petition prayer, He said, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, we found His will in His word, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petition that we desired of Him. Now, once you believe you have it, don't go back to the senses. Don't try to get your flesh to verify it, because this whole natural human reason and flesh, they'll try to pull you out of faith. So just stay in faith and watch your answer come to pass. Praise God. Until next time, this is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.
The Joseph Business School is an accredited learning institution. Its business and entrepreneurship program teaches you how to do business God's way. The program is available to be taken on campus or online. Deborah Horn is a 2010 Joseph Business School graduate and is the current owner, president, and CEO of the Illinois Welding School. She enrolled in the Joseph Business School because of the spiritual principles mixed with the practical applications of running a business. JBS established in her business a foundation of spiritual authority and practical applications, and the revenue from her first year of business was close to $1 million. Deborah has taken charge of her destiny. Now it's time for you to take charge of your destiny. For more information, log on to www.jbs.edu. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.